Hey, so I bet you're best friends with the band Weezer.
Funny you should mention that, you know? They're my new best friends, yeah.
Have been for going on, what, a year?
More like 8 months or something.
Was it a fan? Some people might not know this. And we got Steve Picaro here from 98.5 NCX, Cleveland's classic rock keyboardist from Toto. But Weezer, was it a fan or two that tweeted the band and they asked first to cover Rosanna and then the Toto song Africa? Is that how it worked out?
You know, no, there was, the way I heard it was there was a fan of theirs that was running one of their Facebook pages or something and just kept asking them to do Africa. And then the story went that the band trolled her by doing a Toto tune, but they did Rosanna, kind of to screw with her or something.
But, you know, like those Rivers Phoenix guys, you know, from Weezer, they don't, I don't know if troll would be a good word for those guys because they seem like such cool, fun-loving guys. I mean, you got to love a song like Beverly Hills and a few others from them as well. But so they were like messing with this fan, right?
They were messing with this fan. And,
yeah.
And then they did do a version of Africa. You know, I don't know if it was just as a goof or whatever, but it's just kind of exploded. And, of course, we love it. And, you know, we're returning the favor, actually. After that, I said to the guys, you know, they were talking about how this has been exploding and all over the place.
You're going to do a cover of Buddy Holly?
We're not doing Buddy Holly. We're going to do Hash Pipe, which is one of my favorites, as a matter of fact. You know?
And he'll be doing those shows exclusively in Colorado and Washington State. But, hey, California just got it legalized, so, hey, more power to you. One of these days, Ohio will join the bunch.
We just really dug the tune and really thought we could kind of put our little spin on it and stuff. And I'm working on, I'm finishing it up today, as a matter of fact, getting ready for Lukather to put guitars on it. So we're having a ball.
I'm showing my age here. I've been a fan of you since 1976. Yes, I'm that old.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Steve Picaro joins us here, the keyboardist from Toto on 98.5 NCX. Here's the deal. 40th anniversary tour at the Hard Rock Rock Casino, Northfield Park. The show is this Saturday, and tickets are still available. The new album, 40 Trips Around the Sun, and it's out now, available wherever music is sold. And, you know, this Rosanna song that, of course, everyone knows you by, Hold the Line, of course, that Africa, was it Toto 4 was the name of that album, right? That, like, exploded in 82?
Yes.
Now, that is your song, Rosanna, because you wrote it because you were dating actress Rosanna Arquette. True or
false?
Really? False.
We all met Rosanna kind of at the same time. You know, we had some mutual friends, and we started seeing Rosanna, and I think we all kind of fell in love with her a little bit. David Paich actually wrote the song. He woke up one morning and just kind of wrote the song, but I wound up with Rosanna, and yeah, that's the way that went.
So that song was sung by Bobby Kimball, but you weren't dating Rosanna Arquette at all?
Oh, yes. So we were together for 2 years.
Yeah, talk about Wigma. They said they're writing that song for you. It's like, hey, look what I got for you, babe.
Not exactly how it worked out, but it was actually, it was sure great for our band. You
yeah,
know,
no
Dave
kidding.
Was inspired.
Man, how long did that relationship last? You said 2 years. So that's a busy time for you both because Toto's on the radio everywhere. Rosanna yep. Arquette's movie career is exploding because didn't that same year Desperately Seeking Susan came out starring her?
Absolutely. I mean, her career was kind of on fire right then. I used to actually always be surprised. She loved coming out on the road with us for a while there. And, you know, she traveled the world with us a few times. But
smoking hot girl.
Yeah, and I remember her getting just movie scripts constantly that she was just blowing off because she wanted to hang out with me and the band. It was great. She's an amazing woman, an amazing actress.
Let me punch up Google to see what she looks like right now. She's how old? She's 58. Do you two still stay in contact?
You know, we're on occasion. You know, we're friends. We don't hang out a whole lot, but she's doing great. And she's, you know, always responds when I reach out for any reason. She's been great.
How come you two broke up?
How come us two broke up? Just, you know, it was such a crazy time. I was, you know, completely, we were both kind of became work obsessed. And,
yeah.
You know, things just moved on.
Okay, here she is. She looks okay for 58. Gee, she's on her fourth husband, Steve.
She sure is.
Yeah. He's an investment banker. She might have done you a favor. Anything we have the word banker? I've been divorced twice. I don't like that word at all. I run.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, she's still busy doing films. Rosanna Arquette, you might be looking for husband number 5 by the end of the year, but Steve's not available. God, I'll tell you what, though. This is neat. Steve Picaro joins us here, the keyboardist from Toto, 98.5 NCX. The band's playing a show at the Hard Rock Rock Center in Northfield Park this Saturday. Have you played there before? It's a wonderful venue, man.
I think so, absolutely. You know, I had taken a 27-year break, but we had done extensive touring, and then before that with Boz and Gary Wright, so I'm sure I've been there at some point.
Yeah, you know what? You guys were here in Cleveland for the 35th Toto anniversary. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you guys... New album, 40 Trips Around the Sun, available wherever music is sold. God, you guys are busy on this tour. Not many nights off, so I guess this is good for you.
Nope.
This is like... you guys are going now through like... Well, you're starting up here, and you're going now through the end of the year, and you got like 2 and 3 nights in a row.
Yep, we do. And then just 2 days after Christmas, they just added New Zealand and Australia. So we're going to end the year with a bang.
Let me ask you a question. You said you mentioned with Gary Wright, and I'm looking here, too. You didn't by chance play with Gary Wright during his Dreamweaver 1976 to 78 time, did you?
That's exactly when I worked with him. Especially, I started with Gary in 75, mounting the Dreamweaver tour.
God, those stadium tours. What's Gary Wright doing?
He still did Ringo's. You know, he does Ringo's band every now and then, the All-Star band. You know, he'll go out and do a little solo tour. He's still making music. Gary and I have very much stayed in touch. He's a dear friend and gave me my first gig when I was 17. You know, he didn't know it, but I would have paid him. You know, I was so just thrilled to be on the road and playing these great gigs right away. And, you know, within my first year of touring, I'm doing stadium gigs with Frampton. And, you know what I mean? And then a couple of years after that, you know, doing these huge bills with Yes and Frampton and Days on the Green and crazy time. It was great.
What a great learning experience. And it looks like you guys handled it well. And in the 80s are going, Toto, I guess, for some people, those critics who suck, you know, thought it was a big joke. Who's having the last laugh right now? So it sounds like this wonderful experience at 17, Steve, and the critics, I think, are now all got jobs at Home Depot and Lowe's, and you're still playing.
We are. You know what I'm saying? I've agreed with the critics at times, but we've been real lucky that we've been able to do this for our livings, for our whole careers, and we really feel blessed and lucky.
Yeah, lucky's a good way, man. I'll tell you what. The harder you work, the luckier you get, and that's always works out the best.
That's true. We have put in a lot of hard work.
Steve Picaro on 98.5 NCX, the keyboardist from Toto. 40th anniversary tour, and tickets are on sale for this show at the Hard Rock Roxy in Northfield Park for this Saturday, and tickets are still available. The new album, 40 Trips Around the Sun. It's got a couple of new songs on there, and it's available wherever music is sold. Hey, very cool of you, Steve, to call in, and you have yourself a great day and a good show this Saturday, all right?
Likewise. Looking forward to it.